I'm a canteen art shop and with full of 3D art. I'm joined with Loon Choir. It's nice to meet you guys.
Yeah, nice to meet you.
So introduce yourselves and what do you play?
I'm Brad, play guitar and keyboard.
I'm Jamie, I play bass.
I'm Dan, I play guitar.
Derek, I play guitar and sing.
So how long have you guys been playing together?
Just over a year. About a year, yeah.
So you're pretty new.
Yeah, we're still babies.
So did you guys all meet since high school?
A few of us go back to like elementary school. We've known each other since elementary school and that, and then just sort of met everyone along the way. You know, some of us have known each other since we were wee little toddlers, and others of us have just sort of met in the last couple of years.
How'd you get the name Loon Choir?
From some experiences at cottages and loons and campfires, and sort of that was sort of the aesthetic appeal, I think, that we were happy to put on with our brand, and so to go, you know, with sort of Canadian natural landscape imagery is certainly something that we would definitely associate our interests with.
And what kind of themes do you bring to your songs?
Themes?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, lyrically, there's certainly a lot of, you know, challenging of sort of, you know, the status quo and, you know, questioning authority. You know, certainly there's not too many rhyming structures, I guess. The lyrics are sort of more imagery-based and, you know, a lot of nature meets sort of man versus man imagery.
Who are your musical influences growing up?
I grew up listening to lots of stuff, but I suppose my hardcore favorites were Nirvana, I guess, when I was really young, and then Radiohead, probably, after that.
I have a lot of strong hip-hop background, but all different types of music nowadays. I like to listen to a lot of Beirut. That's what goes into a lot of the music that I put together now, or my ideas behind a lot of music. Woodhands, Lovely Feathers. I listen to a lot of Lovely Feathers.
I know someone's going to hate me for this, but I definitely had a punk background growing up, and still kind of do. I guess a little bit of influence. I like to keep things as dancey and rocky as they can be. So, yeah, probably, I have to say Blink-182 is probably one of the biggest influences growing up. I have to say it.
It's all right. We can cut that out, right?
But that's, I don't know, that's obviously evolved a long way. Definitely open to a lot of other genres and take influences from everywhere now. It's definitely more creative that way. You can pull from hip-hop or punk or any different genre.
Yeah, for me, I think Radiohead is the sort of the consistent sort of staple throughout my life. And I guess like Dan, I've sort of flirted with different genres through adolescence and young adulthood and now into approaching kind of gray hair era. I've gone from punk rock to alt country. I like Conor O'Burst. I like everything that man does, and certainly, I'm a Tom York.
Which artists you try to avoid listening to?
Blink-182.
I say for me, yeah, no, probably Blink-182.
Anything really mainstream, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Radio pop.
Yeah. So I was going to say someone, but I don't feel like mentioning it because I kept mentioning her several times. Yeah, God,
yeah. Yeah, exactly. Just like that.
And that's funny, I'd be edited out. So you had help of the drummer from Obijou?
Yeah, the drummer from Obijou is James Button, and he did the production for our record.
So I think I interviewed the drummer and Casey, and during my interview, Kara text messaged me. Yeah, my cell phone was in my pocket. It just vibrated. Oh, jeez. So yeah. I made a funny movement.
Is that a cell phone in your pocket, or are you just happy to see James?
No, no, I was just talking, like, well, yikes, bad timing. Yeah.
And they're pretty forgiving people, so
yeah, for sure. Yeah. They're really great people.
Any Ottawa bands or musicians you've had to meet or help work with?
Yeah, the Acorn, actually. We used Rolf's facilities to help with the recording, not his bathroom, but his basement, to do all our bed tracks. So we sort of made friends with him, and all of his, obviously his stuff is really great. I could meet you by the Property Line from Ottawa, which we sort of like what they're doing. I think they've actually done this whole gig here before too. Joey is a friend of ours. We've played with a bunch of different Ottawa bands, and there's so many great ones.
The Machine?
We've heard of them, we haven't played with them.
I'm trying to think who else.
There's so many. We played with a lot of great bands, and
we played with a bunch of times.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, John Punch. Yeah, John Punch was a great little three-piece folk band.
In which Ottawa venues you played at?
All of them.
We played at a lot of them. We haven't played Black Sheep yet. We haven't played Club Saw, but pretty much the other, like, the regular venues, we've played them.
Which ones you prefer the most?
Like Cafe de Cuff and Zaphod's. They usually have quality sound guys there and a decent size setup for us to get all six members on the stage.
I guess I'm going to get to a silly question. Do you guys play any video games like Rock Band or Guitar Hero?
Jamie's a gamer.
I don't think those are his games.
I don't play those games at all. Any games, I play NHL 10.
I guess my fun question is, like, do you guys do a lot of pranks to one another?
It comes out every now and again, I guess.
Or every show. They like to pick on me a lot, I find.
Easy to pick up.
We keep our wits about us, and we always have to keep our guard up because we know that there's five other loons lurking about that might take advantage if we don't keep our eyes open.
And your albums will be out soon?
Yeah, Expansion Forces is the name of our CD, and it's going to be on iTunes, and we're at loonchoir.com and on MySpace, so people can get albums from there as well.
Thank you for taking the time for the interview.
Yeah, man. No, our pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks, man.